Well, they went down in the first test against the Kiwis last Saturday, 26 points to 24, and I'm sure they would have been disappointed with that result. And joining us on the line is Aaron Woods, the front rower for the Australian Kangaroos. Good morning, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Thoughts on last week's match?
Oh, I think it was, from our standards, it was really disappointing, guys. I think, at half time, walking off the field, the completion rate was 31% to 69, and you
Jeez.
can't give a New Zealand that much ball. And then, at half time, we spoke about just getting back into the game, going set for cert. And then, I think we started off for 5 or 10 minutes, and then we just fell back into the old habit. So, it was pretty disappointing, but we did show a bit of resilience to get back in there. But mate, we just made it too hard on ourselves in the end.
When you make those errors, was it through a lack of attention to detail, or was it trying to force the play? What did you put the errors down to, or them forcing you into error, their pressure?
I think a little bit of everything, Loz. I think if you watch the game early on, the first 10 minutes, I think the opportunity that we set up for ourselves, I think, we scored early on in the first 3 minutes, and then we had another couple of opportunities down their left edge, but we just lack of execution from us, a bit of a couple of sloppy passes, two forward passes, and we just, when you got the foot in the throat, you just got to keep grinding away and putting them away, and we just didn't do that. And like I said, they got back into the game and put us under a bit of pressure. And when we're coming out of our own end to our own yardage sets, we just kept turning the ball over. And you can't give a solid New Zealand that much possession, especially in that situation of the game. So, I think it was a bit of everything, lack of detail, lack of execution, we were off a little bit too.
Yeah, how was Mal after the game, and how's he been this week? That's his first loss as an Australian coach.
Yeah, Big Mal was, he was, he was a bit of happy and a bit pretty filthy as well at the same time. He loved the resilience we showed with the amount of tackles we had to do against them, and the amount of times we turned the ball, and we just kept showing. He was happy with the grit that we showed, but he was really, really disappointed in the way we played. We didn't stick to the game plan. We just, like I said, turned too much possession over. And, for a test match, we just didn't do the little things right that you do in a test match. You've got a one referee. We just didn't slow the ruck down at all. And, it was just pretty disappointing when we watched the video on Tuesday and Wednesday of that. So, it was a big job, and we had a really good chat yesterday in our team video for our defensive session. And yeah, so the boys are really excited for this weekend.
Woodsy, you're coming up against Andrew Fifita. Now, he said it's bigger than Origin, right? As far as Tonga is concerned, bigger than Origin.
Yeah, look,
And of course, he's played at Origin level. So, what do you expect from him, and how do you stop him?
Oh, he's an unreal player, mate. He's one of those guys that lives for these real big games. So I'm expecting him to come out and, if they've got the ball first set, he'll do a couple of carries, or, he gives himself right involved from the get-go and try to stamp his authority early on. And, I think it's up to our big boys, Dave Clemmer and Jordan McLean, just to get on the front foot early. And we need to lead from front and let our halves play off the back of it, because, we started well last week, but once we got into that 10-minute period, we just weren't good enough. And this Tongan side are going to be really good. They've got the likes of Tomalolo, Andrew Fifita. So if we can stop them early on, it's going to be a massive bonus for us going into the game.
Yeah, I think that's the key, Woodsy, to stop their roll on, in particular in that opening 20 minutes. And it's the first test match between Australia and Tonga. It'll be an amazing atmosphere there. I'm sure you watched what the Tongans did at the World Cup last year and the support that they generated. It'll be a sea of red, and it'll be an atmosphere as good as State of Origin.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Loz. Even now, when we go to training, you see, you drive past houses, they're all covered in red. They've got all the Tongan flags all over them. You walk down the streets, there's Tongan supporters everywhere, just yelling out Toko and all that sort of, those little words that they say. So it's really good for rugby league. It's actually sort of put ourselves on the map, which is really good, especially in a city that, they love rugby union here. So it's going to be awesome. And like you said, the sea of red, I remember watching the semi-final last year against England, and the spectacle was unbelievable. So, and it sold out the game. So, we're actually really excited and looking forward to this game on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, it'll be an amazing atmosphere. How did Luke Keary pull up? He left the field and didn't return last week. He suffered a head knock trying to make a tackle on Kevin Proctor. Is he okay?
Yeah, he was a little bit dusty after the game. Just with, like you said, copping the knee to the head. And he's been monitored. He got monitored early on the week, and we had a really good session yesterday. And he said he pulled up fine. He was all good. So, you know, and that was sort of disappointing, losing Lukey's first game and losing him that early. You know, you lose a half like that. That's, you know, someone that you sort of practiced the whole time with. So hopefully we can get the whole 80 minutes out of Lukey this week. And, mate, from all signs yesterday at training, he's raring to go and he's really excited.
And Latrell Mitchell, a superstar, had his moments last weekend. How's he this week? And you need him to be fit and firing.
Yeah, definitely, Loz. He's been good, mate. You know, obviously with the boys, really good. And, you know, when we did our defensive review, it was just a little bit disappointing. He's sort of, I think, you know, probably his club teammate, Joseph Munn, a little bit too much respect for the ball. And, you know, if you watch the show, he's really aggressive style defensively when he's defending at centre. And he probably just gave Joe Munn just a couple of steps that he wouldn't normally do in the NRL. And you know, he spoke about that, and we're definitely sure he will be different this week. You know, he's going in with that mindset of being really aggressive. And, you know, the Latrell Mitchell, the player for the Roosters, that's what you're going to get this weekend. So, and, you know, when someone says that in the video, you know, they're yeah, right up for it. So it's going to be really exciting to watch the big Latrell play this week.
Yeah, oh, that's good that he's admitted that, because I thought that watching it, I thought that, you know, playing against his teammate, not that you take it easy, but you just sort of, you're not as aggressive as what you normally are. And I thought that about Latrell last week. And he's earned a valuable lesson. And I think you'll see him at his best this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I just think, like you said, Loz, just, you know, it's like you, sometimes you say your teammate too much respect, and that can sort of get you, bring you down a little bit. And, you know, and to Latrell's credit, he spoke out and he's excited, mate. He's, like you said, he's raring to go this week. So it depends who he's up against, which is Carter or Jennings. And I think that'll be an exciting battle.
No doubt about that. Woodsy, it's the final time we'll chat with you throughout this very long rugby league season. We thank you so much for your input every week. Play well on the weekend, and we'll catch up at some... We'll do a course over the weekend or over the coming weeks at a race course or a golf course.
No worries, boys. That sounds really good. And thanks for having me all year. It's been awesome.
No, it's good. Play well on the weekend.
Thanks, mate.